Welcome to week 10 of the Rebirth podcast. I'm your host, Steve Gang, and I'm joined here with Dan Wood. How are you doing, Dan?
Another week, another loss. I'm riding high. Selling off parts. Just sort of, I believe they call this a rebuilding year.
Yeah, you got one more, or this is the last week where you can sell off the remaining parts and see if you can get any keepers, which I don't know if we'll have time on that this week to talk about in the podcast, but we can talk offline if you need any wide receiver sleepers. I got a couple.
I mean, listen, I've fired off a couple trades to you. I've heard crickets back. So anybody else who listens to this, all three of you, and that includes us, everybody's for sale. Look at my roster. It's trash, but, throw me a late rounder. You got him.
Yeah, I don't know. Saquon just isn't doing it for me, but we can talk about that as we go through. Hopefully this is going to stick to a half an hour podcast because unfortunately I have to get to work after this. But neither here nor there, jumping into
the cream
rankings.
Is rising. This will be quick. The cream is rising to the top. And the not cream.
The cream is rising to the top. And that would be me as I am rising to the top. I'm in second place after a commanding win over Milkshake Teddy, provided he did not have his top two running backs, who are one of them is the best fantasy football player this year, not even arguably.
I was going to say, to be fair, you bragged all week prior to this weekend about, how this was the perfect week to play Milkshake Teddy. So, I'm not going to say it's an asterisk game. But
also, I did still beat him by almost 50 points. So Christian McCaffrey can do that, but I don't know that he would have. So I think I still could have pulled off the win with his optimal lineup, but we'll never know.
Do I still think you're the better team? But I do not. So the real question is, with that loss, does he continue staying at the top of the rankings for the, I believe it would be the third straight week? Or do you drop him with a bad loss like this?
I would have to look at the tapes, but I feel like I've been arguing for Mike to be top every week. I mean, I guess, he has three running backs that are going to be top 10. Technically, he has four if you count Zach Moss, but Jonathan Taylor and Zach Moss both can't be top 10. And I mean, Gus Edwards they can't be on at the same time. Edwards is number seven.
We've seen running back tandems being top 10s before, I think. Maybe not top 10s. But they've definitely been. I mean, we've definitely seen two productive backs from a backfield fantasy-wise on a team that doesn't throw a ton, which is the Colts. I don't think they're I don't think they're that good. So I agree with you? Yes, I do. But we've seen it. It can happen.
It can happen. I don't think it's going to, but
they both have value.
I have to say, Alvin Kamara, top 10. Jonathan Taylor, top 10. Devon Achane, top 10 when he's back. And so he has three top 10 running backs. That is unarguable. He has Tyreek Hill, who is by and far away the number one receiver in the league. I don't even know by how many points, but probably a lot.
Enough.
He has a number three tight end. He has Devonta Smith, who sometimes does well in the second half. 49ers defense has fallen off, but they're still good, and they just got Chase Young, so we'll see how that plays into it. So he has the best kicker in the league. I mean, I guess he's number 10 this year, but I mean, he's still Justin Tucker. Got the best team.
If anything, I think the argument would be he's won two championships in a row. So, I think he would call it pedigree, is what he said 24 hours ago.
I don't like it. I don't want him to be the first place team, but objectively, he is. His team is the best.
His team is good. His team is good. I think it's the top of the power rankings right now. I don't know if it's the best.
That being said, I feel good about this week against him. I think I'm hitting him a good time, too.
I mean, it really it's a clash of the Titans. I mean, like, this is a legit, like, probably playoff seeding implications at this point kind of victory. If you could pull it off. You're hitting him at the right time, too. Tyreek Hill's on a bye.
Yeah.
That's huge.
And he's notoriously played the incorrect running backs at every stage of the game. So I feel good about playing him this week. We'll see how it goes. My team did well last week. I just need them all to play well together. The ones who usually don't play well played well, and the ones who usually play well didn't play well. So,
hey, you got the dub.
I got the dub, and...
But you're not next. Sorry.
We're still going to give that one to Teddy?
I mean, listen, like, you know, he lost by 50 points, but he had 50 points on a bye in Christian McCaffrey. Like, you know, that's the strength of his team. It's 1 week. It's going to happen every time. But between that and Jahmyr Gibbs breaking out, like, I mean, he's got running backs for days, which is, other than that, his roster is pretty strong, except for Dallas Goedert broke his damn arm. So he's going to have to figure out his tight end situation there. But, I mean, I don't think, yeah, one down week with a bunch of players on a bye is necessarily knocks you that far down.
Still, oh, man, and he's got Dallas Cowboys taking on the Giants this week. That's
30 points in the bag.
Lucky Ducks by themselves, yeah. Oh, and the Lucky Ducks don't have Mahomes, who I guess hasn't been playing well, but still Mahomes. Ugh, yeah. I think Teddy's going to come away with another win. But, yeah, that's fine. We can give him two.
RJJ, John got beat. Pretty bad loss. It's not,
yeah,
not a good look. I mean, that's a game that he should have won, and you want to see your team. Now, I mean, like, you know, his quarterback got hurt. Boo fucking who. You know, this is fantasy football. Rub some dirt in it.
He's going to lose Raheem Mostert's. Well, he's going to lose some of the production. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Devon Achane coming back, but he's going to lose some of that production. Mark Andrews, still Mark Andrews. Aaron Jones, if he's actually back, then that's great news for him. And he got St. Brown from you in that trade, so I feel like he has a decent team, but
the Packers have a super soft schedule when you look at it. I don't, like, they're at Pittsburgh this week, so he probably won't get much there. Like, nobody gets a ton of points in Pittsburgh. But after that, when it's like Chargers, Lions, Chiefs, Giants, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Minnesota, Chicago. That's the entire rest of the schedule. Like, what defense there scares you?
Detroit has a decent defense. Kansas City has surprisingly good defense.
They don't get scored on. I don't know. They did pretty well
against the Dolphins for the first half.
Yeah, but if Aaron Jones is not playing like he should have been, like he got drafted, then Roy Jones.
Also, it's going to be like the same one. What, like, Jordan Love is who he is. His receivers are notorious people that drop the ball. So it is just like, okay, if Aaron Jones is back, then we'll stack the box and see if Jordan Love can throw it and his players can catch it. But I feel like you play one-on-one man with those receivers and put everybody else in the box. And, yeah, the Packers, they're just not good this year. So I think...
Yeah, I don't think he's going to score 16 points most weeks. They're still going to get A.J. Dillon in there. Like, he's going to get the goal line carries. I just don't think their offense is very good. But we'll see what Kyler does when he gets back. That may kind of jumpstart him if he can play like he used to, and it's, like, kind of great timing. Because I think he's supposed to play this week. Or at least they activated his window or something. But that could be huge if he could slide into a Daniel Jones spot with him out for the season.
God, he's got.
Is it the third best team in the league at this point? I don't know.
No. I'm going to say no.
You think you've earned it?
I think.
I would argue. You better than Silliman? You going to jump him?
Silliman, Tua, Mixon, Billen running back. Silliman's getting James Conner back. That could be big for him.
Yeah, with ETN on a bye. So your running back strength will be back. Yeah, if Joe Mixon could finally play like Joe Mixon. He's had two good weeks.
But his wide receivers
are... It's a pretty good team. I mean, Dolphins are crushing it. I mean, George Pickens does better than that. Does and will do better than that. I mean, he's had big games. He'll still be boom or bust-ish. But, I mean, he was like, what, six inches of his toes away from a touchdown in that game? I don't think that I would still start him with a fair amount of confidence. So I mean, it's a good team.
I would argue for myself with how my players have started playing, and Herbert played the Jets defense, which is arguably one of the best defenses in the league, and now has he has played Baltimore in Week 12. That's why I got Joshua Dobbs to fill in for me.
I don't think he's an answer. I do think Jordan Addison's stock goes down with no Kirk.
I agree. That's why he's probably benched this week.
I don't think Dalton Schultz is going to get 11 targets most weeks. Dude threw for like 475 yards that day. So I think...
So I'm going to leave it up to you. I'll go with whatever you decide.
I mean, it's tough. I do think you and Silliman and Don are right in there somehow in the next couple spots.
Well, then let's do this. We'll give Silliman 3.
He's got a good roster. He just won a game.
And we'll put me at 4 and Don at 5. If nothing else, just to piss him off, because he's one of the only people that listen to this.
That's a valid point. This is like, ESPN's targeting Stephen A. Smith videos towards me all the time because he hates the Cowboys. This is just like that. You play to your audience.
So we got top tier is Mike, Teddy, Silliman, myself, Don. I think Vegas... almost had the scoring title this last week, had a commanding win. So I feel pretty good about putting him at the top of the next tier.
Yeah, I mean, this is 2 weeks in a row now. He's up 120. He just lost last week because he played Teddy U, put up 160. But 120 is still a good score. So the week before that, they were at 124. So this is 3 weeks in a row above 120. I mean, this is a team putting up points. Here in
the best defense.
Waning days of the season. He's got
great kicker. He's got great wide receivers. He's got good running backs. One of the best quarterback. I mean, I could see him being in the next tier or the top tier next week if he comes away with another commanding win.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, he was in the 80s a lot coming up, but has really come on strong these last couple weeks. So I would not be wanting to face them in week 10. Silliman. Ooh.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game.
There's a matchup. 4-5-5-4. That's like a playoff bubble matchup against some pretty good teams. So I think it's probably you and Mike and Vegas and Silliman, I think, are two marquee matchups. So yeah, I think he's probably next on this list, or Sam.
I think Vegas has the better team.
And like we say all the time, it's a power ranking. You know, if you've put up above 120 3 weeks in a row, that's consistently pretty good.
I will say, Sam was almost going to join us today, but he wasn't able to make it. So his comments are, I mean, sure. But his comment is, quote, Taysom Hill is the GOAT, and you're all fools for letting me pick him up again.
Listen.
So that is from... Oh, and then one other comment from Beef Train is, the imposter syndrome boys are back in town, referring to me and him at number 2 and number 3 in the league, both scoring under 1,000 points for the season.
Oh.
And we were surrounded by 4 teams that have all scored over 1,000.
That is a great point. Yeah, what do you have to say about that? With your 829 points against.
I'm saying it out loud. I feel like Sam should be the top of this tier, then Vegas, then Utah. Because Utah is plummeting. And I know I just said Vegas has a better team, but I mean, Sam's got a 6-3 record. Joe Burrow's coming back. James Cook's playing the Broncos, which I guess the Broncos defense is getting better, but.
It's like the last time we had rankings, Vegas got 9. They put up 120. They were 1 point out of the top score this week. What do they got to do to move up a rank?
All right, fine. Vegas can be there.
They got 3 120s in a row. I'm just saying. That's what I'd be arguing. Vegas.
Find a way to pull up. Is there an easy way to pull up Vegas' schedule on the computer version of
Sleeper? Not that I'm aware of. You gotta scroll through the weeks.
Okay.
And look for them. So like they're playing. They got ETNS, that big matchup. Yeah, this week they got Mike next week. So it's kind of a gauntlet here. They got you in week 12. They got Ducks in 13. They got Sam in 14. So, yeah.
Next two or
three weeks are going to be super telling. If they can survive.
Vegas have 5 games over 110 points.
Yeah.
And 4 games under 100.
I mean, you know, Sam got the win. It wasn't an impressive one. You know, but he got it. Credit where credit's due. You move up a rank. That's fine. But, you know, Vegas blew out Bazooka Sharks. 120 over 123 weeks in a row. 1 point out of top score this week. I think that earns a spot.
Yeah. Sam beat Vegas in week 3, scoring Sam's highest score of the season at 125. Okay, yeah. Vegas, Sam, Utah is continuing the free fall from week 5 being number 1, week 6 still number 1, week 8 number 4, week 9 number 4, and now he's all the way down to 7.
I mean, he's still, you know, he's still almost in playoff position. He's not dead.
But I bet if you go back to our first podcast in week 4, where we also put, or no, Utah was in the top tier. I think we said he was an imposter back then and was going to come down to earth. So I'm going to pat ourselves on the back.
There was talk of regression, yes. As JJ would say.
But I don't think it's because we would have predicted Bijan and Tony Pollard being the reason that his team's not doing well.
Yeah, that's strange. I really thought this was TP's year. But he just, I was a truther. I thought he could handle lead back duties. And I don't know if he can't. I mean, like, he's clearly not as productive. He's not as explosive. Not where you drafted him or kept him, I think. But yeah, and then the Bijan usage is strange. Like 11 carries. Come on. 11 carries in a whole game for a guy you drafted where you did. That's crazy.
That team is not great. Moving on to the bottom tier. Tori, 2-7. Is he the top of that tier, or like has his record caught up with him?
I mean, it's one of those like I still think he's a decent team. He just keeps losing. He can never put it together. I mean, Sam Howell was like QB 6 or something on the season. He's been putting up numbers. So it's not for lack of production there, especially for where you got him, which was nothing. Yeah, Kenneth
Walker. Picked him up on waivers, didn't he?
Kenneth Walker's fallen off. I'm sure he probably did. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Kenneth Walker, I don't know what's happening with him. I was going to try and trade for him, but he's losing touches to Charbonnet. He's got San Francisco, Dallas, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Tennessee, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, week 12 to 17. Doing well. I mean, they still got A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown's like one of the top receivers in football and fantasy. Davante Adams, I don't know what's going to happen there with the coaching change. I mean, obviously it wasn't a great showing, but they didn't really have to throw that much in that game. They got Jets. Then they get Miami, KC. There should be like shootouts. He's Davante Adams. I mean, he's going to soak up targets.
Yeah, I'm not ruling him out. So
it's still a decent roster. They just keep losing.
But I am going to have to put the Ducks above him because the Ducks just beat him. And the Ducks have, again, decent roster.
Yeah, Patty Mahomes is doing – he's still put up numbers. He's got some weeks here recently, but –
Cole Kmet's the number 5 tight end.
Yeah, he just had a great week. I don't know what they're doing starting Christian Watson. He should be dropped. Dude's trash. Free advice.
First of all, well, he's got Jerry Jeudy, Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh. I don't know what the Cowboys are doing with Brandon Cooks. Yeah, so I mean, there's good players on this team that she could do well with down the stretch if they play like they should. Jamar Chase and Pat Mahomes, people like that. Derrick Henry. You know, there should be weeks where they all put up 20 points. So I will give you with that and the head-to-head. I'll give you Ducks over all-time Joe. I do think he comes in the next slot, though.
Yeah. And then Sharks, just because you are unfortunately hands down the worst team in the league, and
I've embraced
started selling parts.
You know?
So you're just going to get worse.
Yeah, you trust the process, I believe is what they say. So I am going to reload and rebuild for next season, and not draft some trash ass running backs like I did this year. They're all dead to me. I would say all three of those first three picks are all dead to me, so never again. And, looking forward to next year. Trade me for Saquon.
Yeah, your team just tough to look at.
Like I said, it's a bunch of stuff that just didn't pan out. It's a bunch of broken parts and pieces. It's just not great. So, the Duke of Sharks has Dak Prescott, who can play football again. Still got Breece Hall, Cooper Kupp. I mean, that's a better team than me. Travis Kelce, really, they shouldn't be 3-6. I think better days are ahead for the Sharks if they can get their shit together. I mean, that's a roster that should score points. Losing Anthony Richardson sucked. Michael Thomas should be playing better than that. He's trash. But anyways.
Yeah, I feel like I keep forgetting that Michael Thomas is back in the league.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see how the Sharks have done.
He was in like the MVP race or something. What happened to you? Even Ohio State wide receiver is a bad name.
Burks have only scored over, oh, they got over 100 twice. Week 5 and 6, they had a good run.
Well,
but they started the Kansas year anymore. Off 0-4.
Yeah, that's not great. It's hard to come back from.
Well, I would say, and I guess we could talk about it offline, but if you're interested in any wide receivers, I've got a handful of keepers. And I guess for anybody listening, I got Christian Kirk in the 5th round next year, Addison in the 6th, and Zay Flowers in the 7th. All decent receivers that will go for higher than that next year. And that is it. Or I got Rashad White in the 4th. Yeah, you can advertise your team. You got.
I did. I spent Saquon the first 5 minutes doing it.
Well, you have Saquon Barkley, and that's
Najee Harris for, I don't know, a 13th round pick and a hand job or something. Can you say hand job?
Yeah, I think that's too expensive. You can say whatever you want. Nobody listens.
That's a good point.
But yeah, I. Looking on to next week, I think my team definitely has the opportunity to defeat Mike. And if all the pieces align, which I don't think they will, but I could be on top of the league by myself at 7-3. But I have a good feeling that Teddy is going to beat the Ducks. I mean, Teddy doesn't have Hurts.
Teddy's still going to beat the Ducks. But, I mean, yeah.
He's Teddy going to start as a quarterback this week.
That's a
Mayfield, Heineke, Carr, great, Young, Minshew, yeah. Bajent, Mac Jones, Jordan Love, Kenny Pickett, Zach Wilson, Tommy DeVito, Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, Baker Mayfield against Tennessee is fine. I'd start that matchup. That's about the only one I'd start. Yeah, that's really about it.
Baker,
so you should probably do that.
Yeah, right. I guess Baker's had decent. See, that's why I got Josh Dobbs. You can't have Josh Dobbs.
He sucks.
I'm just. Josh Dobbs?
Yeah. Hot take.
No.
He's not very good. Okay, you wait. But anyways, yes, you and Mike is a big matchup. I mean, I like, you know, we just put Mike at the top of this list, but record wise, he's 5-4, which is, you know, one game the other way. And you're looking at like the same record as 9th. So he's not a for sure playoff team. Like losing to you would really hurt his chances.
Well, and I mean, he's 5-4. Mainly because he cannot start the right running back. And he's lost to teams that have put up 135, 124, 128.
Hey, there's still losses. A bunch of points doesn't get you in the playoffs. I mean, I think
week
they'll make
four,
it. It's a good team. We just put them on top of the power rankings. But I'm just saying, it'd be a pretty big blow. Like, they need to put some wins together to make sure they make the playoffs. And if your team is what you say it is, we'll see. But yeah, that's a big game. I think, yeah, Vegas ETN is another sort of like, can a team with a strong roster that's had some bad luck make the playoffs kind of situation. We'll see if Corey can scrounge a win against a free fall in Utah. That'll be interesting. Yeah, I do think Teddy takes down the Ducks. Sam should
if
beat Corey the Sharks.
Loses one more game. Is he out? Is he out of the playoffs, you think?
I think he is out of the playoffs at this point. Nobody goes to the playoffs.
I think he could make it with just how close this league is. There's not a lot of, like, there's a lot of 5-4, 4-5 teams. Do I think he will? No. But He's got Utah, you, Don, Mike, and Silliman.
Well, we got 4 weeks left. So at best, he can be 6-7.
5 weeks.
I thought I just counted 1, 2.
Playoffs week 15.
Truth. Okay. So at best, he can be...
He's got Norman and you, who are even in the same tier as him.
I guess a 7-7 team could make the playoffs. Yes, he could make the playoffs. But one more, and I would have to think you're out.
That's where I'm saying. If he loses to Utah this week, he's done.
Yeah, even if he went out, you're still 6-8. That's probably not going to make it.
And so, this team's probably going to start performing in the consolation, so Torrey is going to get a first round or get to pick his first round next year. That's my prediction. Torrey wins consolation.
I can see him doing that. I can see that happening. But yeah, one more loss for him. Yeah, my team's already out. Bazooka Sharks has got to show a little more life to really have a chance. Kind of same with Lucky Ducks. I know they just won this week, but it's still just sort of not really putting it all together most weeks. But Vegas definitely got a shot. Utah still has a shot. And on up. But the lines right around there is that kind of Utah, Vegas, ETN line. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think in two weeks is when some playoff positions will start making themselves known. If I can win the next 2 weeks, I'm in. Especially because it's against Mike and Jake. And then Vegas.
I mean, anybody, anybody who makes it to 7 or 8 wins has got to be feeling pretty good about it. At least.
Yeah. If I make 8 wins, I feel pretty good. But we'll see. I got a hard lineup. If I beat Mike this week, I'm in the playoffs. I'll call that. If I lose Mike, it's still up in the air.
Even the week after is still good matchups. Week 11 has Vegas and Mike.
Well, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. We can save that for next week, unless
I'm just saying there's some good fantasy football coming up over the next couple weeks. What a time to be alive!
It's the race for the playoffs. So then we have me in Vegas. We have you and Norman fighting for the basement.
Right. That's right. The drama is thick.
No, I think we'll definitely be coming down to week 14 to figure out who makes the playoffs. And we have the big 16 bye in week 13, I think. That is going to be harmful to some people. I don't know who. Oh, I hope it's not Torrey. Poor guy. No. All right, well, that's it for us this week, week 10 for the Rebirth podcast. Hopefully you all tuned out about 10 minutes ago before we started just rambling about whatever
we were rambling about.
But thanks for listening to the end, and more power to you if you actually did. For Dane Wood, I'm Steve Gang, and we'll maybe talk to you next week.
See ya.